Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I'm Gabrielle. I am a former mafia princess and the owner of our Too Posh Boutique. And I'm here with my beautiful daughter, Marcella.
I'm Marcella. I am a dancer, choreographer, model, and the designer for Too Posh. And I cannot wait to talk to Whitley,
who is my son's adorable girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Whitley. I like to create things. I'm kind of a nerd. Kind of a nerd, and I like to make people smile.
What will they say next? You're listening to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to our Too Posh Podcast. And I'm here with my co-host, Marcella.
Hello.
We're still without Whitley, but we're here with Spider.
Oh, yeah.
This episode today for me is, I am so passionate about what we're about to talk about. And I want to be a huge part in helping with this issue. And I know we touched on this very, very little when it first happened, when Bodie Miller and Morgan Miller's baby, 18-month-old baby girl, drowned about 6 weeks ago. I was very, very affected by it because my son Gino almost drowned, and it was just a thing that just brought back all these memories. And yesterday they were on the Today Show, and Savannah Guthrie did an interview with them.
We said at the top of the show, Savannah, yesterday you were off doing a big interview.
Yeah, we sat down with Olympic skier Bodie Miller and his wife Morgan, and they are speaking out for the first time since their darling 19-month-old daughter drowned. It happened about 5 weeks ago, and they are speaking out because they have a powerful message for all parents.
Yeah, I can attest from firsthand experience now that it's unbelievable quick, and it's unbelievable sneaky. You'd think it'd be like some weird circumstance or some strange thing, and it's not. It just happens in the blink of an eye.
It's a handful of seconds.
And it is literally, a child under 30 pounds can drown in 30 seconds. And I just keep counting to 30 in my head. That was all I needed. And so it's one of those things where, as a parent now, when you go to someone else's house, survey the home to see if it's a safe place for your child to be.
I have to say, I hope every person watches this interview on Monday, especially anyone with kids or around kids. If you've got a pool, they're speaking out in the depths of their grief, and they're doing it because they want to get the word out to other parents. And I have to say, sitting down with Morgan and Bodie changed me, changed my thinking about swimming and drowning safety. And I can't say enough how important I think this is. And I hope people will watch.
It sounds like a fascinating interview, and listening to her talk about 30 seconds really hit home. Wow.
How are they?
Yeah. You know, they are just in grief. Yeah. They're devastated. They're absolutely devastated. Their darling little girl, 19 months old, they are very careful parents. Mm-hmm. And every parent who thinks, and we all think, oh, but it wouldn't happen to me, or here's the reason it wouldn't happen to me, they are an example of it could happen to anyone.
Yeah, anyone.
And we need to change our thinking around this. Mm-hmm. And as I said, it's just a really important conversation. We're going to air it on Monday. Mm-hmm. Bodie Miller and his wife, Morgan, who, by the way, is expecting a new baby in October. So we'll have that on Monday.
And I encourage everyone to watch that interview. Yesterday was Morgan and Bodie together speaking about the day, how it happened and everything. And today they had a second part of this, because what many people may not know, on that very same day, a family in Florida lost their little boy to a drowning as well. And these two women have now, like, they call each other sisters, and they said they never want anyone else to have this experience.
Yesterday, Savannah, you shared a very, very important conversation with Bodie and Morgan Miller. It touched so many people. It's about their daughter's drowning. And today you have some more for us.
Yeah, so many people have reached out about this. And in the midst of their grief, the Millers have found friendship with a woman named Nicole Hughes. She's a mom from Tennessee, and she understands their pain all too well. Well, now Morgan and Nicole are two moms on a critical mission.
She had this fierce personality, but was such a girl. Like, when you think of Bodie and you think of his skiing and the passion that he brought onto the hill, take that and put it in a tiny little 19-month-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl that could create chaos and bring it. And that was Emmy. Bodhi, I mean, she was his person.
Hi, Dada. Hi, Dada. Hi, Dada.
He was spoiled. He was cherished. He was our final baby. He would ask me every night. I would give him a hug, and he would say, Mom, that wasn't all the hugs. I want all the hugs and all the kisses. You know, it is hard to think that it's not temporary, that I will not see him again. Morgan Miller and Nicole Hughes are two mothers who understand each other's unrelenting pain.
I'm so grateful that we've met, and unfortunately, it's under the worst of circumstances. Speaking to a mother who has lost a child, you don't need to explain it.
Particularly for us, with our situations being so similar.
Nicole, can you share as much or as little as you want to about what happened to Levi?
Every single year, we go to the same beach in Fort Morgan, Alabama, and we look forward to it all year. It's six families, 17 kids. So on June 10th, that morning, that entire day, I took water safety very seriously. Every single picture, every final picture I have of Levi, he is in a life jacket.
That night, Nicole dressed her three-year-old son, Levi, in his bright green crab hunting shirt.
Levi was so proud. He could not have been more excited. And we walked back over to the one side of the house, and everybody was in there, 12 adults, most of the kids, and we're all just over there, and we're kind of cleaning up and waiting for it to get dark. No one was drinking. I wasn't on my phone. I mean, we were just, you know, I was wiping up SpaghettiOs.
I have the M&M.
Levi asked for a snack, and Nicole gave him an extra treat.
I thought, well, I'm gonna give him this brownie. So I broke it in half, and it was very small. Put half of it in his bowl. He was watching TV with all of the kids. He was sitting on the couch watching TV, and then I don't know. I mean, I have relived this. I have retraced my steps. What was I even doing? I don't know. I know I put the brownie in my mouth. I didn't sit down. I didn't even have a conversation with anybody. And I just said, well, I'm going to go. I actually assumed Levi was still on the couch. And I knew that my middle daughter was on the other side with my older daughter, and I was going to go put her crab hunting shirt on her. I'm going to go do this really quickly. And I walked out of heavy doors and intentionally, because I always did, because I took water safety seriously, intentionally looked over the balcony and saw my son in his crab hunting shirt in the end of the pool.
Within seconds, Nicole had Levi out of the water. There were six doctors in their vacation house, including Levi's dad, but their efforts to save him weren't enough.
I just needed 1 minute. I just needed 1 minute. If I could just have had that 1 minute, he would have been okay. How did he even get out? Hey, are you eating a Minion ice cream?
Come on, ladies, come on.
I want to help you shout it to the world that it really just takes a second.
It is truly seconds. I was still, the brownie that was in my mouth that I had split with Levi, I was still not finished eating it when I jumped in the water to get him. That is how quickly he got away from us and how quickly he drowned.
Notes.
That same day, June 10th, that little Levi Hughes drowned, across the country, Emmy Miller lost her life as well.
Together you have been able to harness this energy to help others, which I think is extraordinary in and of itself. Where does the work need to be done? I mean, on one hand, everyone knows that water can be dangerous. And on the other hand, nobody seems to take it as seriously as it needs to be taken.
It's the intensity behind the conversation, and it is 100% preventable.
People, I think, are letting their guard down because they don't even realize their guard still needs to be up.
We almost need to think of this body of water like a loaded gun.
You need to think of water completely differently, almost like you're sitting here and I'm looking outside of my pool, and that is a lion. There's a lion that is a kidnapper, that is something that could take my child in 30 seconds. And the moment those 30 seconds are up, the likelihood of you getting your child back is pretty close to zero.
Morgan and Nicole are hoping to work with the American Academy of Pediatrics to launch a campaign that would increase parent awareness about how and when drowning occurs.
One week exactly after we lost Levi, my husband and I were sitting outside. He actually is the one who found the statistics on the CDC. And when he read them to me, I mean, it was like our hearts broke all over again.
Both mothers want water safety conversations to be a part of all pediatric checkups. The American Academy of Pediatrics tells NBC News they welcome the opportunity to participate with the families on a national drowning prevention project.
This is something that's going to continue for the next 50 years. And so we can actually see the statistics to make sure that the rate of drowning declines in the way that we are going to be happy with. I guess you'd say it's mama fuel, the mama fire, to keep pushing this forward.
Two moms on a mission.
Two moms on a mission.
Each moment, they both say, is a choice to move forward, doing their best to care for their families, honor the babies they lost, and now look out for one another.
We are sisters on a level that I pray no other women need to find.
I don't think there was more of a descriptive moment than when she talked about that brownie in her mouth. All of a sudden, you were like, you get it. Like, it took that much time.
It's so quick. She didn't even have time to swallow. And I you know, it's just such a, these are some of the most courageous women, and Bodhi, too, that I have ever met, that they are reaching up and out of their grief. And I've seen a lot of different comments. You know, there are a lot of different ways to protect your child. I mean, some people talk about you can put your little baby, your infant baby, in water survival. And so look into that. You know, you could put a fence up. Do that. The point is that there are many, many ways to protect your child from water. I think what I am most struck by is that we all need to change our mindset about it. It's not just when you're swimming. Often it's not. It's when you think that door is closed and you're inside watching TV and it's 6 o'clock at night and you turn around because the phone is ringing and it's that
turn back
fast.
In that second.
And Bodhi said to me, you know, if you have the mindset that it can't, you know, it can't happen to me, that is the most dangerous mindset you can have. And so I just want to thank them for talking, and they've changed me. I've said it before.
Yes.
They really changed my mindset, and I really hope we can spread the word and make this a change moment. You know, Morgan talked about how back in the 80s and 90s, there was the back-to-bed campaign.
Yeah.
Start putting your baby on your back, those infants, and cut down. It dramatically reduced SIDS deaths in a matter of years. We can do that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And I feel really, really inspired by them, and I hope that we can pass it on.
We learned a lot,
By the way, we've got more on their story, if you're interested, along with really good drowning prevention tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics. That's on our website, today.com.
And they are trying to, they're saying that the intention of all this is to bring awareness and education to everyone, because Bodhi Miller and his wife, they're saying they feel an obligation and real responsibility to help educate others. Because, me included, when we go to our pediatricians for the well checkups for our children, there's all these questions. Like, they ask you, as the children get older, they ask you, well, how many words do they say? And there's all these like benchmarks that they go by, and can they skip and can they walk backwards and forwards? And there's everything. But never, ever, ever does anyone bring to the forefront how that it's the number one cause of death is drowning for the children ages 1 to 4. And the number two for ages 4 to 15.
Oh my God, 15?
Which is, the numbers are unbelievable. They're unreal. They're so, the statistics are so high for drowning. And we all know water is dangerous. We're all thinking about that. We know, okay, we have to be careful around pools, around lakes, and whatever. But what no one thinks about is, did you know that for a child 30 pounds and under, it takes 30 seconds for them to drown? 30 seconds. That is nothing. And these things happen very often when you're not in your own environment. So if you're at a party or at someone else's house, or you are, like, when it's non-swimming times. Like, this woman in Florida, they were on a family vacation, and they were like with a family of six families or something. All men were physicians, and they always rent the same beach houses, and they're like next to each other, and they do the same thing all the time. And this mom has spoken out about it, and she is just so inspiring because you kind of think she has two older girls, and then this was her last baby and she wanted a boy so bad, and so that's a little boy. And she said that all the last pictures she has of him, he has a life vest on because they're very, very, very careful. And swimming was over, the day was done, they all went in the house, and they were all sitting on the couch, she said, watching TV, and they were going to go crab hunting, and she was just doing something in the kitchen, and he wanted a snack. And this is where it gets really crazy. She said she took a brownie and she took a bite of brownie and gave it to him. And then she took a bite of brownie. And why this is so crazy is that she said something made her look, and she doesn't even know what. And she looked out the balcony and she saw, because they were really bright yellow shirts, and she saw a bright yellow shirt at the bottom of the pool. And she ran and screamed, and she was still having the brownie in her mouth. This is how fast this happens. One of the guys jumped from the balcony down in the pool to get him out. These doctors had intubation stuff with them. Like, they tried everything and they couldn't save him.
So he drowned in like a minute?
Yes, they drowned. It goes so fast. They're saying you're blinking an eye. I encourage you to watch this video with Bodie Miller and his wife. They show their house. You can see they took all precautions that you could. They had a fence around their own pool. They had the heavy doors, the self-closing doors. They had all of it. They were very, 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 very vigilant about pool safety. She is heavily pregnant. She's going to give birth to her baby in October. And she went to the neighbor's house, and they're like family. She said, this is a normal thing for us. We go there 3 to 4 times a week. So she said that Bodie Miller was taking the older daughter to a softball game, and the baby was kissing him goodbye, and it was like fun, whatever. And she went over there with her little girl and the two older boys. And she said her little girl was really tired that day because they had gone to Chuck E. Cheese before, and she was sleeping on her. And she said it was so unusual because at 18 months, they never want to be held. So she even said to that mom, she goes, oh my gosh, I get to hold her. I'm not used to this. This is so unusual. And she woke up, and then she said, not 15 feet, like where the other kids were, she would just go back and forth and play. And she said, I was sitting on the couch having a cup of tea, talking. And she said, all of a sudden, it was eerily quiet for me. And she said, and I got up, and she said, she looked down the hall, and she saw this sliver of light from a door that was open. And she said she had a sinking feeling, and she ran out, and the baby was in the pool.
Well, I think it's good for people to hear it because there's so many. I think when we talked about it first, like the really gut-wrenchingly mean comments that people were saying. And even one of my best friends, and I don't know why we were talking about this, but she was like, basically like, oh my gosh, she's a neglectful mother. Like, how could you not know all this stuff? But I think when you hear it like that, it kind of puts it into perspective that these are not neglectful parents, that these are accidents. And I did not know that a baby can drown in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds. And why I wanted to do this podcast is I was really, really touched also by Savannah Guthrie, who did this interview with them, because I felt it's almost like when she spoke about it afterwards, I felt the exact same way. Every single word she said, I was like, my gosh, I feel the same. Like, she said that she's changed forever. When you hear them and when you see them, it changes your life, and that they want to be proactive. And everyone needs to want to help with this, to get awareness out to the people. And that everyone will take time to listen to this podcast, to listen to their interviews. Both of them, they're very, very, very important to hear. And she said that this is probably one of the most important stories she has ever covered. And she says, take time to hear their important message. I really, truly think and hope that this will save lives. And she said it won't be easy to watch. Their heartbreak is beyond words, but if they are brave enough to say it, we all need to be brave enough to hear it. She said, this conversation has changed me. After she reflected on her interview about how I think we all know that drowning is a concern, but where is the intensity about the conversation? There needs to be more urgency. The other part of this whole thing is that imagine the complex array of emotions that this mom is feeling. She is heavily pregnant, due in October, with all those hormones. She has to try to be happy about having a new baby, being a parent to the other children that she has. And after just tragically losing a toddler, it's like she is so strong to do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is unbelievable. And this lady, Nicole Hughes is her name. I'm going to tell you guys the page that she has created for her son and what she is doing. It's absolutely unbelievable. But Savannah Guthrie said, I want to help you shout out to the world that it takes only 1 minute for a child to drown. And water is like a loaded gun, that we don't see it that way. And then Morgan Bodie Miller said, it's like a big lion that's eating our children. Like, you have to be aware of it. And they are asking for parent awareness, and they have contacted the American Academy of Pediatrics because they want this to be the number one conversation that every pediatrician has with the children that come to their office. And they have made such a huge movement in such a short time, because it's been 6 weeks since this happened. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has said that they welcome the opportunity to participate with these families on a national drowning prevention project. So they said when kids were dying of SIDS like that, mm-hmm. They made a huge change about how you put your children to bed and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And it significantly like reduced the number of deaths mm-hmm. from SIDS. So they're wanting to do the same thing. They want to come back so many years from now and look at the statistics then, because they really, really feel they can make a difference.
So what would be helping that? Like teaching them how to, are you just going to?
Okay. Well, obviously all of that.
Okay.
All of that. You obviously want them to learn how to, you can teach tiny babies to float.
Right.
They're saying do all of those things that you would do anyway. Teach them to swim, do all these precautions, the gates, the self-closing gates, the doors.
The summer is when parents have to be particularly alert to the dangers of drowning deaths. Children younger than 5 are among the most likely to die in pools. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says nearly 70% of child deaths happen when they're not expected to be in the water. Kids often find ways to slip away from adults. Olympic ski racing champion Bodie Miller and his wife Morgan lost their 19-month-old daughter Emmy in June. Now they're trying to prevent other families from experiencing the same tragedy.
She would walk into the room and everyone would want to know, who is this little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl who just is this massive ball of energy and light and love?
You couldn't believe that she had that balance of sort of personality and patience and all the things that you would want.
Emmy was playing at a neighbor's house when the 19-month-old slipped out unseen, fell into their pool, and drowned.
And I opened the door, and she was floating face down in the pool. Every time I close my eyes at night to go to sleep, replays in my head. But it happens so fast.
On the same day, Nicole Hughes lost her 3-year-old son, Levi, in a similar drowning accident. Like Emmy, Levi also found his way outside to a pool.
When I look at pictures of him, it's so overwhelming to think I will not have any new pictures of him ever.
Now, the two moms, bonded by tragedy, are uniting with water safety advocates to prevent these drownings.
A lot of parents have reached out to me saying, like, I put my child down for a nap, and that was the last I saw my child alive.
Since Emmy's death, Bodie's been in the water with his 3-year-old son, Nash, as he learns self-rescue techniques.
Wow, that was a long float.
Good float, Nash. Not just our kids, but our friends have brought their kids over, and we've kind of been attacking it as a group. And I think it's been really eye-opening to see.
Eye-opening for them, and they hope for others as they push for change.
I cannot let his death have been in vain. I have to fight like hell to do everything for all of us to fight, so that no one else experiences this.
Bodhi and Morgan Miller and Nicole Hughes join us now. Also with us is Dr. Ben Hoffman from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
And thank you so much for joining us. And we've spoken on the phone, but again, we are so sorry for what's happened to you. Bodhi, let me ask you, I mean, what do you hope people will learn by sharing your story, your family's tragedy?
Yeah, I hope people sort of raise the awareness of what the danger is. I think people have a natural awareness of water dangers. I mean, as a human being, we know it's not our natural element, but there are specific things that just that knowledge alone is a really powerful tool. And I think that knowledge is not common practice right now, that, you know, these drownings are happening not during swim time. I think as a parent, those little tidbits of knowledge are things that we can share with each other. And once it becomes, you know, something that everyone's aware of, we can really prevent these kind of tragedies. And that's, at the end of the day, you know, what happened to us is horrible for us. And I think a lot of people shared our pain in that. But we want to try to make it not happen to other people.
And Morgan and Nicole, you both told me separately that you couldn't have done this without the other, that you couldn't be speaking out without the other to do. Bodhi said that you're motivated by emotion. I'm so touched by that. And what do you say to people that say, this could never happen to me? This is what I think is so important for people to understand, how Morgan. Quickly this can happen.
Every time I would read as a parent, you know, I would read all these stories and I automatically always look for the loophole.
Yes.
You know, how, okay, well, this isn't me because, oh, they live here, so that's why this isn't me. We're good. Okay.
Yes.
You know, or I would never let that happen. Okay, not me. This tragedy's not mine.
Yes.
But it actually does. It really happens. And, I mean, we are involved, attentive parents who loved our children. We love our children and keep them safe. So no one is, tragedy does not play fair. I mean, and just to make sure you are aware at all times and that you spread that knowledge to your friends as well, so that this becomes a village mentality, truly, that we are always all looking out for each other's kids and spreading this awareness like we do in other things with car seats and with with everything else that we share with.
Tragedy is not fair. I like that line. And you, and Morgan, you had said that, you know, people don't understand, A, how quickly this could happen, even to the most vigilant parent. And have you had many people coming up to you saying, this almost happened to me, or this happened to me, or because of you, this didn't happen to me?
Hundreds of people have reached out to us. But I think touching briefly on what Nicole was saying is, I think a lot of parents feel like it's not going to happen to them because they think it's going to happen during swim times when they're out there watching their children. There's all these people. But one of the most surprising things that we've learned is the times that this truly is an issue and how many parents have reached out to us and said, I put my child down for a nap. That was the last time I saw my child alive. And understanding that when, even though you're not by the pool, that if you don't have that visual stimulant of water, it's almost like out of sight, out of mind. But understanding that just putting your child down for a nap, like, they are curious, they are brilliant, amazing little people, and they can find ways outside, outdoors, out doggy doors, out windows. So really being aware that even though you're not swimming, it can still happen.
Dr. Hoffman, I think so many of us are surprised by the statistic that drowning is the second leading cause of death for children 1 to 4. Why is it we're not aware of this?
So it's actually the leading cause of
the number one.
Sorry, yes.
Unintentional death for kids under the age of 4. I think some of it has to do with risk perception and just the fact that we don't talk about it a lot. It happens.
What does that mean, risk perception? We don't perceive it as a risk?
Yes. Okay. That it, because we're around water a lot, that people don't recognize the constant threat that it represents. It really comes down to the fact that you can't drown-proof a child, and that we need to be thinking about ways that we can get the word out and educate. We need to think about policies and ways we can enforce those, and we need to think about engineering solutions so that we can automatically protect kids and families so that we don't have to think about it as much.
I think, Morgan and Nicole, everything I've learned about the two of you is not only your bond, but you are united in trying to make a change. You don't want anybody else to have to go through what you want, and so you have a specific action plan. What do you want help from doctors, nurses, others? What do you want them to do?
Well, one of the things that really inspires us was a quote that we read, that when women, moms come together, parents come together, anything can be accomplished. And so we are really really hoping that people are going to get involved, and there are going to be other moms, babysitters, nannies, grandparents, teachers that are going to help us spread the word. So not just relying on the AAP and pediatricians, but having this just be a change in society, a change in our mindset, to have this be a conversation.
That's exactly what happened with Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Yeah. Exactly what happened and led to a change. It was a game changer for everybody. Wow. Mothers, that's exactly what happened.
You met each other through this tragedy. Mm-hmm. What has that support, the support you've given each other, meant to you?
And it's horrible because we would not have met without losing our babies. So yeah. It obviously there's that just horrific part of it, but this goodness, this to be able to have this connection, to have this reminder of the goodness that is still in the world through this relationship, through this friendship with both of them, and to have is truly, it's been a lifeline. I mean, I can't imagine not only this movement, this conversation that we're starting about drowning prevention, but from a grief standpoint and just knowing that we are going to survive this one second at a time.
And even the moments that we don't, we know that it's just a moment, and that we, I don't know how, but we usually know when the other person is feeling down, and grief is such an individual process that somehow we've been on the same page for most of this journey, which has been inspiring and amazing to be able to have someone besides obviously our spouses who've been incredible.
Removing the stigma is part of changing the conversation. Yes. It's like we have people come up to us who it's really hard to address. They don't know what to say, and they don't want to cause you more pain, and they don't want to, you know, dodge around the subject. And the fact is, breaking that stigma and making it a conversation that you can have with parents who have, you know, unfortunately experienced it firsthand is, I think, one of those really important steps. And it helps to have people who there is no stigma there because they've gone through it as well, even though they're at different phases or whatever. It's an open conversation where you know that, you know, laughing and joking is not, doesn't mean it's gone, and it doesn't mean, you know, it's just part of our lives now. So
Odie and Morgan Miller, Nicole Hughes, Dr. Ben Hoffman, thank you all for being here this morning on this just critical subject.
Be really vigilant about when you are not in your own situation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what happened to me. Like, we went to a party at a friend's house. My mom was here from Austria. Marcella was in the pool with another friend. There were people everywhere, and I was just going inside real quick to help bring something outside. And what happens is, I don't remember. Did I say watch him? Did I say to my mom, watch him real quick? I'm sure I did. But you go in, you come, something will happen. Someone like may have asked me a question. I don't know. I was distracted. That's when this happens. And
but you said your best friend too.
My best friend, her son, same thing. She was at a party with, not even a party, it was just a bunch of women out at the pool with their children. They were out at the pool, sitting on the edge of the pool. And her son was at the bottom of the pool, like within a minute. No one saw, thank God another child saw him. She said she would have never known because she had her back turned a little bit, didn't think anything of it. So I wanted to read this real quick. This mom from Florida wanted this to be known, and I think it is so unbelievably important. My toddler drowned this summer, and here's what I want you to know. We were never supposed to leave our beach vacation early to plan a funeral for our 3-year-old son. And yet, within the course of 1 week, we had driven to the beach, returned without him, and held his funeral. Do you know that drowning is the leading cause of death in children ages 1 to 4, and the second leading cause in ages 1 to 14? Do you know that 69% of children who drown are not expected to be swimming, yet they are found in water? Do you know that a child can drown in less than 1 minute? Unfortunately, I know these facts all too well. On June 10th, my 3-year-old son, Levi, drowned while on vacation in Fort Morgan, Alabama. There's a misconception that drowning only happens when you are swimming, but drowning also happens when you're 200 feet away from a pool, upstairs, eating Cheetos, wearing your neon yellow crab hunting shirt, when you leave your mom's side even though you're usually Velcroed to her. Drowning isn't splashing and yelling, it is silent, and it takes seconds. That's another thing. They keep bringing that up over and over and over. No one is yelling. No one's screaming. No one does anything. They just go silently down.
Like a baby?
You don't hear anything.
Anyone, really. I had a friend.
Anyone, really.
We had to pull off the bottom of a river, And like, we were all floating the river.
Yeah.
And there was six of us, I think. And he was just a little bit behind. And then we were like, hey, where'd he go? And we ran back up. And he was on the bottom. But yeah, no one knew what was going on. Because he didn't make any kind of noise at
silent.
All.
Well, so that misconception is like every movie you see, everything, people are drowning. Like, I'm drowning.
Yeah.
Right?
Or can yell or, silent. You know, splash in the water or something. But yeah.
Oh, wow. I
and there
know
you go
that.
Again. This is the awareness. That's why they are speaking out and they're so passionate about it. And that's why I wanted to do this too, mm-hmm. because I think the more people hear it, any one person can hear it. I hope that when you hear it and you don't listen or you don't watch, you tell it to someone else. Like, right. hopefully that will make a change. I've always taken water safety seriously. In each of the pictures I have of my son's final day, he's wearing a life jacket. Flying a kite with his dad, life jacket. Eating M&Ms in a beach chair, life jacket. How could I have known that every parent's worst nightmare would be my reality? It happened so quickly. I don't know how Levi got away from us as we were cleaning up from dinner or what lured him to go outside alone. I was the one who found him face down in the deep end. Just moments before this horrific discovery, I split a brownie with him. I still had the other half of the brownie in my mouth when I jumped into the pool to grab my son. Mere moments, seconds. We had six physicians on our trip, including my own husband. If Levi could have been saved by desperation, skill, and love, he would still be here. Yet how did I not fully realize just how quickly a child can drown? They initiated CPR immediately, even intubated him before the ambulance arrived, but Levi could not be saved, even with this immediate response. In the days after we lost Levi, we were forced to stumble forward with our baby boy. I started researching. I am... was on my third journey of parenting a child in that 1-4 age group. Why did I not know that drowning is the leading cause of death? Of course, I knew drowning was a potential danger. We utilized life jackets, swim lessons, supervision while swimming. But why did I not know about the dangers of drowning during non-swimming times? How did I not know it took less than a minute? Why is my mom brain filled with internal debates about screen time, organic fruit and sunscreen, free of oxybenzones? I still cut my 9-year-old's grapes. I buy DHA milk. I worry that the hours of YouTube my kids watch will prevent them from being functioning adults one day. That the topics that are pushed in my direction, the worries that I've grasped onto as I navigate parenting. Well, the unfortunate irony here is that I had taken the iPhone away from my son not too long before he slipped away from us. I sure wish I had cared a little less about screen time that night. The more I researched, the angrier I became. Oh, and I had to search. Why are discussions about drowning almost an afterthought? Background noise? This is a leading cause of death and it is 100% preventable. Yes, there are news stories, but we have become numb to those. Don't forget to watch your kids while swimming. Factual articles that are regurgitated each year and the faded no lifeguard on duty signs stuck on a wall by a pool. The harsh reality is that Levi's death rests on me. These are the hardest words I will ever have to admit, but the truth is that I failed my son, failed to keep him safe. Yes, this accident happened in moments, but the fact that I have to live with this for the rest of my life is that losing Levi was preventable. I'm not trying to push blame off my shoulders, but I sure wish I had known these statistics before June 10th. For the last month, I've fueled my grief and anger into action. Based on the research on drowning, I've created a nonprofit called Levi's Legacy. My mission is to eradicate drowning completely. You can read more about my mission and about designated supervision at levislegacy.com. So here I am, a grieving mother facing a future I would have never imagined. Lying in bed and sobbing will not bring him back. I don't want this role of water safety advocate. I want 30 seconds back on June 10th, but I'm determined to share these facts so I desperately wish I had known. Levi's message has already spread, but now it's time to take the next step, and it's a big one. This is when they shared it with the Academy of Pediatrics, and then they have agreed to do all this. But she has designed a lanyard with a card, and she wants every beach house, everybody that has a pool, everyone to have these and really make it a responsibility. Like, instead of me saying, Marcella, can you watch Jolie? You actually have to wear. I'm giving you the lanyard. Now you cannot leave. You can't get distracted. If there's any reason that you have a phone call to take or whatever, you will take the lanyard and go, this is your responsibility. And it's,
a really cool thing, I find. I get that at the pool, but you mean like in the house? Anywhere where there is pool water that children could go to, yes, you have to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, if I am at my friend's house that has a pool, either I wear it, my husband wears it, you wear it, mm-hmm. someone has to watch the children every second.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is, I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You cannot leave them out of your sight.
Right.
Around the pool at all. So, the other thing that is really, really crazy about this is that Bodie Miller's 18-month-old daughter, she actually, they found a pulse and she actually lived for 24 hours. And when she didn't make it, the children that drown and live for 24 hours are no longer considered that they died from drowning. So the statistics are not even correct. Like they would even be higher than they already are.
So what is the cause? Like, what is it then?
I don't know.
Oh.
Honestly, I don't know. But it's not considered a drowning death any longer.
Oh.
Because when they live 24 hours, I don't know what, if anyone knows that. I don't know. They just said that that is really affecting the statistics, which mm-hmm. makes it even worse. So,
you know, as you know, after we lost Levi and I started researching drowning, statistics on drowning and drowning prevention, and everything I kept coming back to was, well, first of all of these statistics that I was not aware of. And I have been to so many well child visits over the last 9 years. My, you know, husband's a physician. I read parenting articles and parenting magazines, and I had no idea about the statistics on drowning. That one, it's the leading cause of death for ages 1 to 4. The 80% of children who drown are male, and almost 70% of children who drown are in a non-designated swim time. Like when Levi, we were cleaning up from dinner, and that's when he got away. We weren't swimming. And I just, people are not aware of this. I know I was not aware of this before this happened, and I sure wish I had known this. So as I'm researching, I see, you know, it's very important to have layers of prevention for drowning. So gates and alarms, swim lessons, all of those things play a role and are important. But every site, everywhere I researched, everything that I kept coming back to emphasizes supervision. And there is no alternative to supervision when it comes to water safety. But I know that, you know, with my husband and I having 3 kids, and I would say, hey, do you have them for a minute? Can you watch them? I'm gonna run inside. And one of us would say, sure, you know. But it was very kind of casual. And I thought it really needs to be more intentional, designated, purposeful supervision. And so I had, honestly, hours after we lost him, I had this idea. I'd never heard of anything like this, and I had this idea to essentially create a tag system. Tag, you're it, you're in charge. And then, which actually led to an idea of a physical, a tangible tag, a reminder when you're wearing it, it weighs as much as a credit card, and it weighs just enough to remind you if you think, oh, let me run up and go start dinner. Or you're at a beach house and you're unloading the car and the kids aren't even swimming. That's when it happens. That's when 70% of drowning is happening during those times. So think, and it, you kind of move and you feel it and you're like, oh, that's right, I'm in charge. I am the designated supervisor of our children. Anytime there's access to water, even if they're not swimming. And even on the back, it mentions that, you know, constant supervision is the most effective way when they're swimming, and even just when they have access to water. It also serves as a reminder to the people around, hey, I'm watching the children, so don't, you know, try to show me whatever it is you want to show me on your phone. I'm doing this right now. And also to have these hanging in beach houses and lake houses and someone coming in, seeing it hanging, you know, on the wall, and say, you know, what is this? And if you take a picture of the scan, it goes to the website, levislegacy.com, and it tells you the statistics, more information about it, why supervision matters so much. And so it's just another reminder of water safety, always water safety, even when they're not swimming. And the company that is partnered with me, Instant Card, they've been phenomenal, they are producing these, and the cost is just the cost of the tag, the lanyard, and shipping. It's $9.90 a card. If you buy more, then there's a
a cheaper price for shipping as far as buying in bulk. But it's not a fundraiser. There is a way to donate. I do want to get these in beach and lake houses and to people who can't afford them. But as far as the actual purchase of the tag, 100% of the money just goes to the price of this. And, you know, it's less than $10. And I sure wish I had known about this a month ago.
It's called a Water Guardian tag. That's what she did. So I would encourage everyone to go on that Facebook website and get, I mean, it doesn't cost any, like it costs like $9 or something. Yeah. It's not very expensive at all.
That's so sad.
It is very sad. And on that whole note, hand in hand with this, I know my children have made so much fun of me for saying this all the time. However, it's a serious and real thing. There's a thing called dry drowning and secondary drowning. And I know a lot of people don't know, and I didn't know either. But then when I did know, it is really kind of frightening. And the difference between dry drowning and secondary drowning is dry drowning occurs when a child inhales water through the nose or mouth, causing a spasm in the airway and difficulty breathing. Your drowning is called dry because water does not enter the lungs because of spasms of the vocal cords. Death occurs because the vocal cords do not relax, preventing air from entering the lungs. And secondary or delayed drowning happens when a child inhales water into his or her lungs, causing inflammation or swelling. The edema can occur hours or even days after the initial contact with water. Death from delayed drowning is due to swelling of the small air sacs in the lungs, preventing oxygen from entering the bloodstream. So,
but how do you know that? That's scary.
Well, because, I mean, your children, you're supposed to watch them all the time. And if they, like, sometimes they get way too much water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, I don't even know, they go under so much. I mean, you have to just be aware. And I think that no one is aware enough. It's like, oh, and then they can swim and then we can leave them alone kind of thing.
Can adults drowning?
And secondary drowning too. So yes, adults can too. But I think this is like so important about children and for everyone to be aware. And now with the pediatricians getting on board, hopefully this will make a change. But it is, I don't know. I'm like, I always say I got so lucky. I got very, very, very lucky.
Seeing a little baby like floating in the water.
It is terrifying and it's happening way, 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 way too often. So here, this is what they look like.
Oh, yeah.
The little cards. So these two women, they're going to, I know that they're going to do, it's their passion. It's their mission. Bode Miller says it, if this needs to be talked about, he said he went to all the doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
No one ever said anything. So that is my passion today.
It's good to know.
And for everyone to please, please take this serious.
Especially if you have tiny children.
Yeah.
And a pool.
A pool anywhere.
Yeah.
Of water. So everyone, thank you for listening and please go watch these interviews.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you enjoy our show, please take a moment to leave us a review and please subscribe so you will always be the first to know of the newest episodes. And please check out our website, tuposhboutique.com, and all our social media handles. Marcella?
You can find me on all social media at Marcella Ranieri. I think on Facebook, it's Marcella.Ranieri, but everywhere else I didn't get very creative, so just MarcellaRaneri.
Whitley, I think all of my handles like Snapchat, Instagram, everything, Twitter is Langford7wit, and it's LANGFORD, the number 7, and then WHIT.
And mine is Gabby Talks, and the rest of it is all Tuposh. They all stole all my social media and made it all into Tuposh, which is fine.
But T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Because some people don't understand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E is our website. And it is Tuposh Boutique on Instagram as well, on Twitter, Snapchat, and everything. And my Instagram is Gabby Talks, and on Facebook I'm Gabrielle
Gilmore
Kendler. My maiden name.
So everyone, have a sparkly day. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.